Last night marked a key milestone for President Obama. He appeared on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for the final time before the show's longtime host retires next month.
We've tried arming militant groups right. in the hopes that the weapons would get in the right hands. Right. But this new thing, this, you called it earlier, diplomacy. That sounds, that sounds interesting.
It's, you know, we might as well try it. See what happens. But we still get to bomb people at some point.
Joining us now to discuss is NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Welcome, Eric.
Hi.
So last night's interview with the president basically took up the entire show. How do you think both the president and Jon Stewart did?
Well, you know, these two guys have been talking to each other off and on since 2005. He's been on this show six times. They obviously sort of get along, and they obviously have a rapport and a connection. And that was obvious last night. His appearances tend to be a bit of a love fest, but Jon Stewart tends to relate to the president in the way that I think most people, and in particular most Democrats, relate to the president. So when he's in a situation where he's doing well, it can be a bit of a love fest. When there's a situation where Democrats are disappointed in the president, Jon Stewart can come after him a little bit more. And I think because Obama's had a lot of success recently, and in particular, Democrats are happy with what he's been doing, last night was much more of a love fest than we've seen maybe in some other interviews.
Now, over the president's appearances on the show over these past seven or so years, we've obviously also seen how Obama has evolved and, you know, how he relates to his job as president as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah. You know, well, what's interesting to me about Obama, number one, he was on actually Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me right before he was starting his candidacy, I think. And he was very much at ease and very comfortable with the format and very witty and able to joke with the hosts, which some politicians have a hard time with. What's been interesting is to see that there's times when he appears on The Daily Show where he has to be more careful about what he says. And particularly early in his presidency, I think he was more careful about how he talked about issues on The Daily Show. And then last night we got a much more relaxed Obama, an Obama that's in line with the Obama that we've seen in recent weeks and months. He seems to be very comfortable with his presidency. But even during that interview last night, he talked about how his words can affect the markets, his words can affect how our allies view us and our policies. And so he always has to have that in the back of his mind when he's talking. And you can still see those gears turning sometimes, even when he talked yesterday.
Well, Eric, you also mentioned how there have been times where the interviews have been a little bit more testy. 2010 comes to mind. Before the midterm elections, just about everyone had a sense that the Democrats were going to get trounced, and that was pretty well communicated through Jon Stewart's conversation with the president as well. So let's listen.
You ran with such, if I may, audacity. You know, so much of what you said was great leaders lead in a time of opportunity. Right. We're the ones we're looking for. Yet legislatively, it has felt timid at times.
Yeah, so Jon Stewart at that point, I think, was the voice of disaffected Democrats asking the president if his hope and change had become timid. People were sort of frustrated with the way in which the Obamacare had been vilified and then kind of enacted, but didn't have a lot of the features that maybe Democrats wanted. And there was a lot of frustration with the Obama presidency at that time. Now, what's been interesting, I think that conversation was one of the best interviews that Jon Stewart's done with Obama because it wasn't a love fest, because he was zeroing in on issues that were important and newsy and pressing Obama to give specific answers. One of the things that was disappointing to me about last night's interview is that there are plenty of issues where he could have challenged the president to explain himself, not just some legitimate criticisms of this deal that he's put together with Iran, but also the way when he talked about the press and Obama. Obama has prosecuted people to try and figure out who journalists are using for their sources. It's been hugely controversial. He's been accused of having the most closed down administration in recent memory in terms of openness to the press. Jon Stewart didn't ask him about any of that, even though he talked about Obama's relationship with the press. And even though he brought up how veterans have been treated and some of the scandals that have been involved with the VA, he didn't really press Obama about the fact that these things happen on his watch, and it's not clear what they've really done to address them. So there were several points in Tuesday's interview where he could have adopted that posture that we saw in 2010, where he challenged them a little bit more, and he decided not to, and that was a little disappointing, I think.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. It's always great to talk with you, Eric. Thank you very much.
Yep. Always a pleasure.